begins with a verse that I'd like to emphasize in particular because it refers to the church in an awesome way. And I'd like to put into the context of the local parish the preaching with passion that we've been talking about. Because without the parish reflecting what is happening through the preaching of the word, it won't be long before that preaching is stifled and becomes ineffective. So for a brief time this afternoon, we have to reel back and think about what it means to renew the parish along with the renewal of the preaching of the word, how to bring officers along so that they gain the vision and then can communicate to the congregation the direction that God has given, and how the local congregation can become a place that deploys people in ministry in the world. So that's what we're going to talk about this afternoon, so that preaching isn't just pulled out of the parish and its opportunities and its problems, and that we talk about the techniques of preaching without knowing the kind of task that's before us in the renewal of the parish. Listen to this then. Now to him who is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to the power that works in us, to him be glory and honor in the church by Christ Jesus, now and forever. What this passage of Scripture proclaims to me is that Jesus Christ is resident in the parishes that we pastor, and he is seeking to bring about his plan for the glorification of the Father's name in the life of the church. I'd like to share with you some of the things that I discovered over the years, 50 years of pastoring, including the Senate, but in a different way in the Senate. But in those years, I discovered that it was important to ask some very vital questions, to have an inventory of the effectiveness of the local church. And then out of that, I'd like to share with you the quadrilateral dimensions of a church that's truly biblical and alive and is the 29th chapter of the book of Acts. And then I'd like to talk about exactly how we enable that in the life.